Chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when
in trouble.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Have you ever been in trouble? Have you ever had the devil on your back?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation you didn't think you could see your way out?
Yes.
Just because there's a little opposition someplace, don't you think that God's not near? God is a very present help in time of trouble. So I say trouble times.
Trouble times.
I'm not going to worry about him, because God is present to help in a time of troubles. When you need a hand, when you need a lift up, when you need some way out, God is there to work miracles in troubled times. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Therefore, will not we what?
Fear.
Say, I will not,
be moved,
nor will I fear. Say, I will not
fear
circumstances. I will not fear
situations.
I will not fear evil report.
I will not fear the devil.
I will not fear poverty. Listen, it says, I will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I am not going to be moved.
I'm not going to be moved.
Say, this is the time to stand. Because this is the time when mountain moving faith is starting to manifest. You're about to see some stuff that's going to rock the world. God's about to rock the world. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Though the earth be removed and the mountains be cast into the sea. Now, mountains mean governments, things that just won't give, situations, principalities, opposition. Though governments switch up, I will not. Somebody say, I'm not moved.
I'm not moved.
By what I see. Hear. Or feel. But I'm moved by the word of God. I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm not afraid of anything.
So though the earth be moved and the mountains cast into the sea. No matter what government comes, I will not fear. I'm going to trust God. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Think about it. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make what?
Glad.
The city of God. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her.
Yeah.
And that right early. The heathen raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. Say, don't shake. It's time to stand up. This ain't no time to be running to and fro. It's time to anchor up and be still and know the Lord your God. Everybody else might flake out and run left, right, here, there, everywhere, have their minds scattered, have their faith scattered, have their tongues scattered everywhere. But this is the day and this is the hour when the saints of God need to be still. Anchor yourself and hold your course. The King is coming. The King is coming. Don't give up territory. Take territory. I asked the Holy Ghost, God, what do I do? He said, you're not allowed to go anywhere, but you can grow everywhere. Write that down. Somebody, if you ever come to me and say, should I give up? I'm going to always say, you're not allowed to go anywhere, but you can grow everywhere. Right. God said, I don't want my people in this last day giving up anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hold the course.
Yeah.
Be still and know. See, you're not going to know unless you're still.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, you're supposed to know something. God says, listen, I'm a very present help in trouble. Say, don't worry about the trouble. Think about the help.
Amen.
Don't focus on the trouble. Focus on the God who's in the midst when you're in trouble. I don't care what the devil's trying to throw your way. I don't care what type of situation's out there. I don't care what kind of possibility, you know, what kind of things you're facing. Those things don't matter. The Lord told me to tell you tonight, just relax and be still and know you're God. Take a time out. Take a break. Take a break just to get in fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Say, this sounds like a job for Jesus. See, when you get to impossible situations, you got to call the one who makes the impossible things possible. How do you know whether it's a God project or not? If you can't do it, it's God's. See? If you can't accomplish it, it's a God job. He's there. If you got a trouble right now, say, I got one. But you know what? But you've also got some help in the midst of that trouble. Amen, Lord. And people think, now, Brother Ron, that's no faith to be talking about in confession of trouble. You're going to have afflictions and some opposition. If you're going for it, you got to push the devil out of your way.
Amen.
It's a little bit of trouble.
Just a little bit.
But I can handle it. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I declare by faith, in Jesus' name, me and my God can handle it. We're going to win. I'm just going to take this time. You see, what the devil meant for your worst, God's going to use it for your good. See, you can go anywhere when God's with you. You can walk through anything when God is with you. You can go there with three little boys, three Hebrew boys that went through the fiery furnace, didn't they? God was with them. I want you to know the situation that you face is just an opportunity for you to know another one of his names.
Hallelujah.
God's ready to show up. Chill out. Be still and take pace. Be still and take pace. What? Be still and take peace. But my spirit said, be still and take pace. Peace is your pace. I'm pacing myself with the peace of God. See, so many people want to rush through this and rush through that. And the Bible says, don't be swift for anything. Amen. But pace yourself with the peace of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
You'll get there. Yeah.
I'm pacing myself
with the peace of God. And I'm going to get there.
Be
still.
Be still.
Be still means just to come, get prosperity of soul. See, when you're still, you get that prosperity of soul. Somebody say, aren't you going to run? I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run nowhere. But I'm just going to be still and see the salvation of the Lord my God. It says be still and know. And the word know means get friendly. Get acquainted with. Enjoy. Have a party. I mean, just start to have a conversation. He said, listen, in time of trouble, I'm a very present help. Said he's a refuge. The Bible says that these are evil days. These are some troubled times. This is a troubled world. You got some messed up people out there. You got some rough situations. There are some ugly devils out there trying to take you down. There are other ugly devils you face every day trying to make you sick. You have no idea what the angels of God deliver you from on a daily basis. These are evil times, and the devil can't stand you. Don't you know you got an enemy that wants to take you out because what you know? And many people think, I think I'll just turn around. Brother, you are dangerous to the world. And you are dangerous to the devil. Don't think you can slip out of this church and still live. He will kill you. Why? Because you got something. You are contagious with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Why do you think those boys that used to grow, that grew up in the church and got off in rock and roll bands, that would get out there and call God all kind of names and do all kind of mess, get out there with the devil, then all of a sudden you see him one moment, the next moment they're gone. Why? They're dangerous because the Bible says that the word of God will not return to the, won't return void. You got some dangerous information on the inside of you. Then the devil might entertain you for a week or two or four or five months. But what you know, the devil is not going to let you keep it in your heart for long. It's better not to have heard the good word at all than to get it on the inside of you and try to walk with the devil with it. He's going to kill you for what you've already heard. You got some dangerous information on the inside of you. And I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. The devil wants you dead. Somebody said the devil, it wasn't the devil that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, yes, it is. He is the thief. He is the thief that kills, steals, and destroys. And I'm here to let you know, my God, that the devil's got a number out for you. There's a hit out on your life. And you better know about it.
Amen.
That one's got to go. Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. These are some troubled times. Be still. We got to be wise as one, but innocent as doves. We can't just go skipping through the world, you know, like we're not in war. Don't you know there's a war going on? The Bible says there's a war going on, and if you're going to win, you need the whole armor of God. Put it on. Many have bit the dust too soon and cashed in the chips a week too early. But you're not going to fall into that state. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to know what's going on. Your eyes going to be open. Say, no, devil, you're not going to have your way. There is a war going on. And in this last day, you've got to have on the whole armor of God. Nothing missing. Woo, reminds me of Shalom. Nothing missing. And nothing broken. There are some people that need some Shalom armor on. They got a shield of faith missing. They got a sword missing. You better put on the whole armor of God. Nothing missing and nothing broken. And you're going to stand in this last day. Be still. Anybody out there still standing? Say, I'm going to be here before the storm, during and after the storm. Say, I'm going to stand. You better let the devil know I ain't going nowhere. See, there are certain people the devil can just say boo and they go running. I mean, it don't even have to come to pass. They just see something on TV and they go crazy. They go nuts. I mean, they get a phone call and they'll go out of their mind. They'll lose it. Say, I'm not going to lose a thing. I'm going to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm going to stand to see the salvation of my God. Say, God is coming.
God is coming.
Not only is he coming, but he's already here. Because he's a very present help in time of trouble. If God's not sweating it, why should I? Somebody said, when are you going to show up, God? The Bible said he's a very present help. In when? When is he a present help? So let me tell you what, when you got a time of trouble, you need to rejoice in God knowing that he's there.
Amen.
Something goes down, a situation arises. You know, the devil throws something in front of your face. You know, and you feel like freaking out. You should start jumping up and down and say, thank you, Jesus. I got a very present help in time of trouble. But you got to stand long enough to see it. See, many times we want God to move so quick, you ain't in trouble yet. See, many people hear a report. They hear something in their head. They hear a report. Listen, God said, don't worry about it. That ain't coming to pass. Many things people hear about and they're ready to run on. And then we talk about don't you give up. You tell God tells you to do something else, you better stand there. Many people go to the doctor, hear a negative report, and they done bought the whole, I mean, all the doctor got to do is sign one paper and say one word. It's just a word. And they go making funeral plans. And you wonder why God's not doing anything, because God wasn't moved by the first report. You were. See, many things aren't as bad as people think they are. You got to have the peace of God in every situation. Don't you know what's happening? So as far as I'm concerned, ain't nothing happening. Because God is a very present help in time of trouble. And my worrying about a situation is not going to end it. My fretting over a situation is not going to end it. What do I got to do when I'm faced with difficulties that I can't handle myself? When the job takes a little bit too long getting there? Huh? When my money takes a little bit longer than what I thought to show up? When the deadline's right in your face and you don't know what you're going to do? What you going to do? I'm going to, first of all, I'm not going to run nowhere. I'm so sick and tired of seeing people say, I'm running from Jesus. You ain't running for Jesus. You're running from the devil. I mean, I'm running for Jesus. You ain't running. Come, if you're running for Jesus, I'm running for Jesus. No, you're running from the devil. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. That don't mean run from him. There's a big difference between resisting somebody and running from somebody. Say, I'm going to move in.
I'm going to move in.
Persistent
resistance.
You better stand up right now.
Amen.
Say, I'm never ever
going
to be on the run again.
I will be persistent
in resistance.
The devil
is going to be on the run. I'm tired of seeing running Christian, running churches closing down, running. Preachers 1 minute stuck up, next minute they out of town, flying. You better get the devil on the run. The Bible says resist the devil and he will do what?
Flee.
Why will the devil flee? Because he knows that the person that's resisting knows that they've got a very present help.
Glory.
And if you go running, your help is not going to show up because there's nothing there for him to protect. See, if you're on a promise, you're standing on a vision, and if you're standing on the promise and you refuse to give in, and you refuse to be moved, that's a promise worth God himself defending for you. But God is not going to defend you in any issue you refuse to stand for.
Amen.
The minute you go running off of it, guess what? He said, well, forget it. I'm not going to defend it either. The devil will flee when God sees you standing in a promise and not giving up with the peace of God.
Amen.
God will show up and say, listen, that belongs to him. Back up, boy. And the devil will go running.
Amen.
The devil runs. The devil is scared. He doesn't like persistent, stubborn, won't give up, rooted and grounded Christians.
Hallelujah.
I'm going forward. See, the believer just paces themselves with what? What do we pace ourselves with? The peace of God is our pace. Say, I got the peace of God as my pace. And I'm going forward. Never going back.
That our faith
should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And the power of God is the word of God. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to let my faith stand. My faith's not going to stand in anybody else's understanding. It's going to stand in the power of God. You can't go from anywhere, but you can grow everywhere. You are not allowed to go back. Isn't that a good word? I got a word for you. You're not allowed to go back in Jesus' name. You're not allowed to cut back. You're allowed to stretch out, but never shrink back. Say, I'm going to stand in what God told me to stand in.
Amen.
See, he said, be still and know. See, in a troubled time, see, stuff can go all around you. See, you won't know how bad God is. I'm talking about bad with a double D. That's bad in a good way. See, you're out there panicking, the devil's coming, and all these demons are around you, situations around you, everything's all around you, and you're ready to shriek and cry, and God's right there to say, stand still. Watch this. And the dog's coming. He's teaching you a lesson. Big old bulldog coming, you know, growling, you know, and you're ready to run. He said, stand there.
Amen.
I'm going to teach you something. stand there. See, everybody's going to face that. How'd you like that? He said, stand there until I tell you to go forward. Did you know? The children of Israel were not running from the Egyptian. They were going to the promised land. Stand there. See, he will teach you. He'll teach you to be just like him. He'll teach you to have his peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. When am I going to get out of this? When you're willing to stand, when you can stand there and find out nothing's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
When you can look it right in the face and say, stop it. There was a mighty man of God named Lester Sumrall. Anybody know Lester? Anybody ever heard of Lester Sumrall? Powerful man of God. Strong in deliverance. I mean, real strong in the area of deliverance and different things. Now, Lester Sumrall was running a revival. And this revival, he was running a revival over there in Europe somewhere, I believe. And he had had some real powerful meetings. And one night he was in his bed sleeping, and he woke up to some noise in the room in the middle of the night. You know, sometimes things do go boom in the night. Oh, yes. And the devil was in his, the devil was in the man's room. And he said the devil himself, and tore that room up. I mean, the devil was in Lester Sumrall's room and kicked the bed out from the wall that the man was sleeping in, made all kind of crazy, knocked pictures off the wall, did all kind of crazy stuff. And Brother Lester all said, I got authority over this devil. And, you know, I'm going to rebuke this devil. You know, he just prayed, he rebuked the devil, and the devil left. And you know, so the Lord spoke to Lester Sumrall, and Lester Sumrall prayed, and the Lord said, you going to come in your room and let the devil do that? And he said, what? He said, you going to let the devil leave your room like this? He said, you going to let the devil come into your room and leave your room like this, and you jumping up and down? He didn't come in here and tore your room up, and you got him out of your room, and now you got to get up in the middle of the night and clean this mess up, and you saying, thank you, Jesus. He said, you going to let the devil do that to you? Brother Lester Rose Summer said, no, I won't, Lord, in Jesus' name. He said, devil, get back here in Jesus' name. And put this bed back and clean up this mess. And do you know the devil came back, put the bed back and cleaned up the mess and left crying. The next night, the devil comes back. You know, he'll come back. But you know what he did, Brother Sumrall said this time? He rolled over, looked at the devil in his face and said, oh, it's just you, and rolled back over and went back to sleep. When you find out what you have the ability to do and what he has the ability to do, you can roll over in sweet sleep and not be worried about the devil's growling. The devil's like a dog that growls, but the dog ain't got no teeth. You can kick the sucker. And many of us will give the dog false teeth. I mean, many of us hand the devil his teeth. Many people hand the devil his teeth. You know, you just keep talking it up. Many things that we're facing right now is not the work of the devil, it's the work of our own mouth. We see the devil, then we go speaking it into existence. You're right, Satan. I'm just a loser bum. You're right. I'm just going under. Many of the things that we're dealing with in our life are not the result of what the devil's done. It's the result of what we've done to ourselves. Say, I've got a new thing going on. Only forward. Never back. And I'm not even going to sweat over it. I'm not going to break a sweat. I'm going to pace myself with the peace of God and grab a hold of his promises. And I will be still. And know that the Lord, he is God. I'm looking at it right now. Aren't you seeing it? Aren't you seeing that the Lord is God? Aren't you seeing that the Lord is good? I'm here in a good place. I'm here in a good place right now, in a better place than you were a year ago. And the devil's sitting there going, you better get back. You better jump back, Jack. First of all, I want you to serve notice on the devil and say, I like this. Say, I'm going to stay in here. unless I go forward. And the devil, if I move, I'm coming your way. See, that's what I see in the spirit. See, that's what I see in the spirit. I see the devil right there, the devil trying to get me to move from where I'm going. I'm saying, no, I'm going to tell you what, when I come, I'm coming your way. You're going to get behind me in Jesus' name. How dare you get in front of my face, sucker? Say, I'm looking you right in the face and say, if anybody's moving, boy, you are. By the way, why don't you move? Huh? Why, instead of telling the devil, instead of you sitting there listening to the devil trying to talk about where you are, say, well, brother, I'm not only am I going to keep where I'm at right now, I'm going to grow from where I'm at. Pretty soon I'm going to outgrow where I'm at. I just can't stay because God's here and he just keeps blessing me. And actually, it's not enough space. And I refuse to go back. I can only go forward to move some of my stuff over. So I'm going to tell you what. You're the one that don't belong here. See, he gave us authority over the earth, you know, and you just fell down here. You're the homeless one. You're the homesteader. I mean, he put me here, planted me here. He's the alien on here. Say, you better take your homeless self out of my way in Jesus' name. I've got the authority and the deed to the property. It's Jesus' name. Back up. Say, grow for it. Mm-hmm. Grow for it. Grow for it. You better stop running. Can I tell you what? Has anybody ever seen a war field? You don't want to go back. They think they can go running. You know, cowards run all the time. And it is not the time to be a coward in the faith. This is a time to stand strong and win. To hear what God says and to stand there and believe it. I don't care if you don't see it. If he said it, believe it, and get some faith and walk in it and watch it happen around you. You're already standing in miracles. Let me tell you, this is one thing I learned. If the devil could take you out, don't you think he would already be gone? I mean, if he couldn't take me out the way I was 3 years ago, if he couldn't take me out when I was a little boy and didn't know the things of faith, do you think he's going to be able to take you out now? You need to get this thing. I'm tired of getting my behinds kicked by the devil. Amen. Not only am I tired of getting I'm tired of seeing my friends getting their behinds kicked by the devil. Amen. Smacking them. Slapping people around. I mean, people come to church and singing and shouting and glorifying God and then go home all week long. And I command you by the Holy Ghost, stop letting the devil kick your behind. I mean, we're supposed to be led and guided and directed by the Holy Ghost. And this is how we find direction for our life. 1 minute. How'd you end up over there? And that's how people live their life. Well, everything was okay, but I'll be here until he kicks me again. Say, everybody ask the Lord a question. Say, Father, do you mean that I don't have to let the devil kick me anymore? One more scripture. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. There's some stuff you still can enjoy.
Yes.
That's what I'm here to tell you. God doesn't want you to move because there's still some stuff around you don't see yet.
Amen.
You can work this situation. I mean, there's some stuff you can work right where you are. Devil trying to get you to be all scared and panicked out because your stuff not coming through. Don't you sweat a thing. Enjoy life.
Amen.
Say, I'm going to get blessed. Period. Say, now I'm going to stand here. But I'm going to stand here and see the salvation of God. Right in front of your face. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, run. Look at your Bible real quick. And Moses ran down and said, the Egyptians are coming, run. The devil's coming. Oh, deadline's coming, run. Everybody hide. The British are coming. Hide. See, there are a lot of Christians In this last day, they're going to be hiding under chairs and in caves. Some of them going to give up their big churches to go into houses. We all going to be in houses in the last day. Run and hide. The days are evil. I ain't giving them nothing. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians, for the things that you're facing right now, for the things that had you in bondage, for those things that you just couldn't get away from. How many things that, you know, just keep coming back? I mean, those bounty hunters, bondages. Some of you had bondages of death. Some of you had bondages of sickness. Some bondage. I mean, just a prison. For the Egyptians represent oppressors and bondages. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today. How many of you have seen them today? Anybody got something you try to act like it's not there? It's okay to know that it's there. Faith is not a denial about what is. It's seeing beyond that. Amen. Ye shall see them again no more. Forever. For the Lord shall fight for you. And you shall do what? Now, if the Lord's going to fight for you, at least you can hold your peace. See, that's what gets me about a lot of people. The Lord does all the fighting for them, and they refuse to hold their peace. I mean, they won't even hold their own peace. Now, somebody say, I don't have to do anything. Oh, yes, you do. You have to hold your peace while the Lord fights. Amen. See, God's not going to fight for somebody just going to sit up there scared. No. Neither am I. But God will fight for the one that holds their peace. If you got the ability to hold your peace, you're worth fighting for. Say, while God fights, I hold peace. I'm not going to let, see, whenever there's a battle going on, the devil's constantly not trying to, not, he's trying to take your peace. Because if he can take your peace, he can win the battle. If he can take your peace, he'll win the battle. So while God's doing the fighting, you hold the peace. Don't you worry about a thing. Say, I've got the peace of God. I got my peace with me. Why is that boy so calm? Why does he ever get upset about anything? He got his peace with him. Everybody hold up your peace. See, you can remain calm. See, yeah, you got that peace. Peace is like a, they say the peace, you go to the hood, you got to have a peace with you. It's a bullet. It's the peacekeeper. You know, every once in a while, you know, you can, you know, they can make a little bit of noise, and every once in a while, you just pull out your peace. All right, now sit back down. Somebody say, I'm going to keep the peace. See, whenever you wave your peace around in front of the devil, he sees a bullet. He wants you to get scared and get all upset. See, many people, instead of having the peace of God, they got a wet noodle. Get back, devil. That ain't going to do nothing. But you know, many people want to run the devil off with a wet noodle. How many have been like that? The devil there. Get back. We need to, everybody bring a wet noodle when you go to minister to somebody that's scared. And just get a wet noodle and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me, Satan. Eat the wet noodle. Pull out the peace. Somebody say, peacekeeper. How many like to take authority over this nation? How many like to take authority over your city?
Amen.
All right. I deputize you as Holy Ghost filled people with the, you put on the badge of the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody put it on. Somebody say, there's a new sheriff in town. And say, every one of his workers got the authority of his name. And we are packing the peace of God. We're going to win. We're going to vote out those old boys trying to keep peace in the city with wet noodles. And you better open yourself up a spaghetti factory someplace. Let the true believers stand up. Say, I will always pack. Everybody, you come packing this week. Amen. And whenever the devil comes at you, well, you just stand strong and say, I ain't going nowhere. I'm packing in Jesus' name. That's the only way that he knows you're packing is by how crazy you are. That you're willing to stand through anything.
Lord!
I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Because his peace is
bigger than mine.
People say, what you going to do? I'm going to do what God said to do. He don't play. He don't play. Now rejoice in the Lord. Say, I can do everything through Christ that strengthens me. Say, God is on my side. He's fighting for me. And I'm sitting in the peace of God. I will not be moved. Don't you ever run away.